The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Let's just say they kept it in their pants this time.
Thank you very much for listening to the Evening Show podcast. Producer Vin is here.
Hello. How are you doing? You're okay? You're struggling this week.
It's caught up with me. I think that's the...
That's like a sentence years in the making.
It's just caught up with me, Vin. I can't get away with it anymore.
No, you know what it is? It's winter. It's Christmas.
Yes.
You've just got a bit of a winter flu, that's all.
I tried to blame it on the kids, but what's really happening is I'm going out too late.
Those kids are called Gin and Tonic, aren't they?
That's a lovely name for your children, isn't it? Anyway, the Evening Show podcast got lots of stuff for you, including another badly behaved Scotsman, Martin Compston.
He's one of those actors who you may not know the name, but you have seen his face everywhere, right?
Oh yeah, well, Line of Duty, I think the last series, series 4, was the biggest BBC drama in history.
Yeah.
It was something like 20 odd million people watched, which is unbelievable. Series 5 is coming back, and he's come in with a few little teasers about that one.
And he's in a massive Hollywood film.
I know, I find it ridiculous, right? Because he used to share a flat with me and the boss of Radio X.
Yeah.
And now he's in a film with Margot Robbie and Saoirse Ronan. How did that happen?
Yeah, I know, man.
Finn, we're still here in this little studio in the corner of Leicester Square. Just our hangovers for company. You've got a bright future ahead of you. Your future's still ahead of you, Vin.
Oh, dear. What's happened this week?
Oh, dear me. So anyway, Compston, he will entertain you on the podcast. And a great classic album as well. It brought a lot of cheer to me, actually. XX by The XX.
Yeah, 2009. Album. And it's a really... it really reminds you of a time, doesn't it, that album?
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah. Anthemic, moody. It just has a presence about it.
Proper minimalism.
Oh, it's brilliant stuff. Yeah. That's all for your delectation, if we're going to use acting talk today. On the Evening Show podcast, please enjoy.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
This is the Evening Show and I'm Gordon Smart. And we're joined by old friends. Say old. They're young men. The youngest men that ever come into the studio make me feel old. Blossoms, Joseph Donovan and Thomas Ogden. All right, lads.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. It's good to see you, boys.
Yeah, you too.
You too, yeah.
Big night tonight, isn't it? You're just going to leave here in just a second, run down to Brixton and get on stage.
I know, yeah. The biggest night of the tour, I'd say. And one to tick off. You've always kind of... It's the one to tick off the list, I suppose.
This is the first one. You've done Brixton before, though. You've been on stage.
Yeah, we played it as like a little event, but not like a... You know, we was on with like six, seven other bands and we played for like 20 minutes. So this... To sell it out in our own right, it's like a big achievement.
It's yours. Tonight, Brixton is yours. See, even seeing a picture of your name up on that famous door is
pretty special. Yeah, sold out sign next to it. Yeah. Get a little buzz off that.
Listen, lads, is the novelty wearing off yet?
No, not at all.
I still pinch myself every morning, like.
No, I bet you do.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. It's just like when you sat around. I've seen Josh just sat around in the dressing room just waiting to sound check. I was like, oh, it's just our life.
Yeah.
You know, weird stuff like that. The things that you wouldn't really expect that you'd notice when you just notice it in the weirdest of moments like that.
It's better than being on the building site, isn't it, boys?
But there you go. That's exactly the point I'm getting.
Yeah. I think I'd be useless on a building site.
I don't know, Joe. I think you could put a shift in.
Do you know what? I did it, actually.
You'd be good.
Actually, yeah, no, I did it for a bit. Tom's uncle's a bricklayer.
Yeah.
And when, in the early days, when we were strapped for cash.
Yeah.
And struggling a little bit. When we had like 2 weeks off, he used to do a bit of that with him.
Yeah, good lad.
Used to throw a bit of...
It's a drummer, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got the arms for it.
Here, listen, here's a little story for you, right? I interviewed the Prodigy recently, and Liam Howlett took great pride in something they did at Brixton. They broke the floor with bass. I mean, what an ability that is.
If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be the Prodigy.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Well, what's the most damage you have done as the band so far? I mean, you take this, run with it if you like, you know, damage in hotel.
Do you know the Fekla in Bristol, the boat venue?
Right.
It's mint. We played there, and Miles made this tune once. Do you remember The Egg?
Yeah.
Miles made this tune, and because Miles used to sit in the van.
Yeah.
And obviously
when we had long drives in the back of a transit van, he used to, like, pass the time. He'd make these mad tunes, which were like drum and bass heavy tunes, and he'd like put a robot voice in it and stuff. It was weird.
Yeah, but it was called The Egg.
It was quite amusing.
It was called The Egg, and it just had the harshest sub bass ever. Yeah. And when
we were thinking at the time.
When you're that sleep deprived and that sort of in that haze, we decided, oh, it'd be funny to walk off to it. So we put it on it. Literally, she say this in this row voice, like, this is a big blue egg. And then it used to just have a massive sub bass going, boom.
But honestly, really, this is a big blue egg. And it go, boom. Then it go, it is round and pretty. Then it go, this is an egg. And like, the sub bass had just...
And like all these trap hats and stuff. It was mad. But we were in the dressing room, and honestly, people started to worry because it was like we shaking the boat.
We forgot about what's going on here.
Yeah, like, now, listen, lads, there's a good reason for you to come in other than the fact you're doing Brixton. You've got one of the best Christmas covers I think we've ever heard. Wonderful Christmas time.
Very nice.
Macca. In fact, it was a year ago, almost to the day, I went to see you in Shepherd's Bush, Tom, and I remember you doing it thinking, wow, that was a wee bit special.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
So you're going to roll out again tonight?
Well, we won't be doing it live, I don't think. I always do a bit of Last Christmas.
Yeah.
But with the cover that we did, it was kind of... We've not really done it live, have we? So it's kind of...
No.
It was more of just a... We did it for last...
Yeah.
It was last Christmas that we did it. As like
say, I was panicking then that you'd make Tom go, oh, do you know what? Yeah, we'll do it tonight. So right. I'd be like, oh, I do not remember how to play that. It's got like the weirdest drum beat ever, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, but... Yeah, we just did it as like a Christmas video. We had like a little party in our ear, so we and all our family and friends came down. We actually put that online, so that is still online, but we decided to give it a proper release on Spotify and the full works this year.
That's like a homage to Miles again, isn't it? Because Miles like recreated it, and he's so weird at like how
yeah, that's why it sounds so like, it sounds like I'm just singing over the backing track, but we re-recorded everything.
Did you really?
Like Miles is like, Miles, if he went in
the band went into the abyss, like tomorrow, he could get a job making karaoke backing tracks.
100%. Really?
Yeah, honestly, he's really good at it.
Secret talents of Miles Kelly.
Yeah, when he was like 17, he remade, was it Cars?
Cars by Gary Newman.
Because that was quite a technical bit of electronic wizardry as well. Honestly. You know?
I'll get to show it to you next time. He's,
I'd like to see
what
that.
He did he got like the best marks in the class because honestly, it's too fast. It just sounds like he's playing.
He'll spend like half an hour like sorting the reverb on a snare out.
Let me sing Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Hey, listen, we mentioned Macca. He's rumoured to play Glastonbury next year.
Oh, that'd be great.
Let me have a little look in your eyes. You playing Glastonbury next year?
Do you know what? We've not heard anything yet. So, I mean, if we get asked, we'd love to do it. But there's also the thought of the year after is the 50th anniversary.
Wow, that'd
so
be good,
I think. If we had to pick, because you can't do it every year, can you?
No,
do you know what I mean?
But like the past 2 years, it's been on. Obviously, not last year, the 2 years we played it both, and like all our families and that go to Glastonbury. Mm-hmm. So it's like even if we're not playing it, it's like we're gonna go. Do you know what I mean? Like I'd love to just go and not have that sort of thing. Be like worrying about playing it or anything like that.
I know you're gonna lose yourself for 3 days in a field. Yeah,
it's
Well, listen, it's a big year ahead next year. We'll talk about that in just a second. But right now, the song we're talking about, Blossom's cover of Macca's Wonderful Christmas Time. Bit of Christmas nonsense for you.
Yeah. Radio X, the Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A little bit of festive fun from the Blossom Boys. Wonderful Christmas Time with some magic from Miles Kellick, who's in here today. So you've been nice to him so far. You can give him a ribbon now if you want.
Yeah, it's downhill from here for good.
Miles. But he's not showered today. No, probably has.
Neither have I, to be honest. And it's 8 o'clock, so that's quite bad.
Oh my God.
What, boys, you look fresh as well.
Oh,
rock and roll to you two.
Oh, I've showered.
Have you?
I think when you're a drummer, you need to keep on top of
it. I drink a lot of water, so I tend to have decent skin.
Yeah.
That's what my mum says. Drink the water, Tom. Keep drinking the water. Have your vitamin tablets.
Tell you what, boys, you're aging fast. I've got a headache.
I don't. I've just got a mortgage. Do you know what I mean? I'm panicking.
Oh, listen, mate. Listen, I woke up, right, about 6 months ago, and a little grey bit under my beard. I thought it was toothpaste for about 3 months. You're a wee while away from the grey beard jet,
Joe. You know what? It's going very ginger, but
yeah.
I'm panicking about getting old.
It's when you both have to start getting shorter haircuts because it's receding. That's when you're in trouble. That.
Yeah. Touch wood. I'm blessed.
Yeah,
the with family's a tight hairline.
It's a tight hairline.
You should see me dad and my uncle. It's like.
Can I suggest you have a band bet about who goes bald first?
Oh, you know what?
This is a
frequent conversation in camp.
I don't know how far the conversation the said people would want this. Because I know they make these little videos and they go, and he'll be like, well, why did you say that?
Yeah.
So, well, these conversations, let's just say that.
I can work it out, though.
You do that in danger.
Can I do it? Well, Charlie Salt, man, he's her sweet. He's in good shape. He's going to survive, I'm sure. Josh, the quiet man of the band, I think he could be under a wee bit of pressure.
Do you know what? Josh, we didn't say all, mate.
Yeah. Kellick, he'll be fine.
I don't know, secretly, I reckon. I've not seen it for a bit. I reckon he's hiding something under there.
Do us a favour, get a wee headband for him tonight and just, like, get
just
him...
Just scrape it back.
Look good with the risers and all that.
You could have bets on that, couldn't you, about other people in the music industry, who's going to go, who's not going.
This could be our thing.
Forget Slash Gordon.
I know. We're moving on. Who's going to go bald first? Now, listen, Les, what's a Blossom's Christmas like? How does it work out? Do you get together or just some peace?
Yeah, last year we did a proper, like, as you say, can you call it a works Christmas do with like all those lot in the crew and that, but
finding a day, isn't it?
Yeah, finding a day that fits everyone. But
Christmas Eve, we went for a nice little meal together.
Yeah, me and Joe are like best mates, aren't we? So we do most things together. Brilliant. And I usually, like, my family have like a, your Christmas Day is my auntie's birthday as well as Christmas Day.
Right. Oh,
yeah. So I usually have a Sunday dinner at home with my dad's side, and then we go to my auntie Jill's.
Yeah.
What do you call
number 37 on the road, and they've renamed it Bar 37.
Oh, yes.
Because it's that kind of, you know, you always have a family member who has that house.
Yeah.
We all live dead near each other, so it'll be Bar 37.
Trust me, it's one of them houses where as soon as you step foot, you're not going out till about.
One of their mates, they were inviting her to it and texting her. And she was like, they were like, where are you? No, we're just at Bar 37. She got in an Uber, put it in. I was like, I can't find it. Like, it's my house, you idiot. Like, no, my house.
So, tell you what's exciting next year, right? I can't wait for this Edgeley Park. I mean, for any band to play, if you're a football fan, to play your local ground. And this has been rumbling for a wee while. I remember Jake Bugg saying that he was trying to arrange a football match with you. Have you done that yet?
No.
We played on tour, like, with him before when we supported him in Europe.
Well, that was, we got smashed.
We played these, like, Danish lads. It was on like a five-a-side pitch in Copenhagen, and it was proper like out of a film. Like, you want to have a game, and we were like, "Yeah, go on, then we'll have a game."
Honestly, right, and they were all there tabbing. Do you know what I mean? At the side of the pitch, we were like, "We're gonna run these to the ground, lads." Do you know what I mean? Honestly, they were amazing.
Were they?
Yeah.
But Jake was getting well into his tactics. He was like,
"You need to get back more."
He was like, "Lads, come on, we need to pass." And I was just there,
mate.
I was well into his enthusiasm, but I was like, "Jake,
make a good captain.
I cannot
number."
Now listen, there was a serious question about Edgeley Park. Will there be new music by the time you take the stage there?
I hope so, yeah. I've been writing.
Going
to write some more over Christmas time. And
great.
Yeah, we'd like to. I think it'd be a shame to go into that gig without at least a single or something.
Yeah.
You know, like a big single would be, everyone would be like excited. So that's the aim. If there's an album ready and it's, you know, it takes a lot of time to get this stuff in place. So I think a single would be nice.
Right, brilliant stuff. That's good news. More from Blossoms in just a second on Radio X.
Radio X. Gordon Smart. Radio X.
I'm Gordon Smart. You're listening to The Evening Show. And I'm absolutely delighted to say we have a returning visitor tonight. Mike Ayrer, former flatmate. One of the finest actors of his generation. You will know him as D.S. Arnott from the amazing Line of Duty. You might even know him from Sweet 16, Soul Boy or Filth. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Martin Compston.
Cheers very much.
You're getting used to that.
Pretty old there, of my generation.
Yes. You got to take that, though, haven't you?
Mate, delighted.
That's last you're getting from me tonight.
Aye, I'll probably say former flatmate, former landlord. You mean that? Aye, that rent was pretty expensive during the week, but looked after me, mate.
It could have been higher. Listen, Martin, there's loads I want to talk to you about, right? Loads I want to talk to you about. But tonight is all about Mary, Queen of Scots.
Yeah.
You're in town for the big premiere of that. This has been burning a hole in my pocket for a long, long time now. I remember you sent me a picture when you were filming this and you had a full beard for the first time. And I thought, hold on. He's grown up.
No, mate, I know. It's one of the first times that when I looked on on screen, and I think when I shave, I look about 12 and I'm a short person. It's the first time I've looked at it and I went, wow, I look like a man, sort of thing. You know, when I look completely different. And I am excited about it. The missus really liked the beard as well.
Aye.
But when I went back to, I think I went back to LA after it, it's a bit warm for the old beard there. But no, man, you're finding, especially if you're having a pint of Tennent's around, you've got the froth stick to you for a while. But no, mate, I'm really chuffed with the film.
Yep.
And bizarrely, like doing press junkets for it done here today, I'm like, obviously we grew up with the story, you know, and the whole saga and stuff, and in our version of it, Mary's the hero and stuff. I didn't realise in the English version she was kind of the baddie. You know, so I think the film, it sort of writes a few misconceptions. And Saoirse Ronan, who plays Mary, I mean, she's a wee powerhouse of an actor, you know. I mean, her CV speaks for itself. I think she's been nominated for an Oscar 3 times, so she's brilliant at it. No, it's just a joy to be partying, to be charging across the Highlands on a horse with your sword and all that kind of carry on. That was great.
And you say that you're charging around a horse. You learned to ride a horse properly for this. There's no mucking about, no CGI.
No, I did it properly. I mean, it's great. It's the joy of the luxuries of being on a film that size. They can afford to train you, but I had a bit of a steep learning curve, because before I got to, they're called the Devil's Horsemen in London, I started trying to get a bit of pre-training in LA, and it was going all right. And then it was me and the missus' second anniversary. We had a bit of a big night, shall we say.
And, like you, man.
And I turned up with just a couple of hours kip, and my horse was sick. So I got this brand new horse, and he did not like me.
Really?
And it hang tossed me, fractured my wrist, and it gave a new meaning, don't drink and ride. You know what I mean? Absolutely tossed after the thing. But that was a steep learning curve, because I was like, don't mess about with these things. Because when you're up there, they're phenomenal big beasts, yeah. You know, and. But if you come off, I can testify, it hurts.
You got a real taste for it though, didn't you?
Because I really did. But the horses are that good, mate. My horse was the you know, the Lodge TSB horse, the black one. That, and it was Jon Snow's horse from
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, Tornado. And it was weird. They wouldn't let you call him Tornado. You had to call him Tornado for some reason.
What about the swordsmanship and all that? Because that's the first time you've done a film, isn't it, where you've got to do sort of the proper combat and battle with that?
Probably, aye. But I mean, growing up in Greenock, you're quite handy.
Not your first ticket to that rodeo, was it, man? Should say tonight is the premiere. And listen, it's not your first ticket to that rodeo either. I think when you were 16 years old, you were in Cannes on the most famous red carpet of all. But how'd you get on with these things tonight? You love it, don't you?
They're good fun. What I'm really excited about is just with the... Well, they are good fun, but I think they're a bit more glamorous sometimes, people think. I mean, I flew in today, a load of... You're impressed all day, speaking to lovely people like yourself. and then I'm on a flight by 6 in the morning, back to work, film in the morning, so I can't... I might have a couple.
So, Martin, battering straight through tonight,
you know,
then, eh?
But I've got a full day. I mean, I've got a 13-hour day on set tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, but it's good with that. I mean, you can't complain when you've got work coming. But what I'm really excited about is usually with these things, I'm on the road or at work that much. I was able to fly the missus over. So it's her first big one, you know. So I'm excited for her to see it, you know, and get her. I've got, you know, it's a weird thing with being Scottish. You only ever wear a kilt at a wedding or you're in a foreign land.
Aye.
You never wear tartan if you're in Scotland. You look like a dafty. but I've got a pair of tartan trousers made.
Fantastic.
So I'm excited to whip them bad boys on.
Great stuff. Right, well, Martin, we're going to talk about Line of Duty in just a second. I know you love your music as well, so here's a new band for you, right? They're called Yonica, and this is Creature. In fact, this feeling, I think you might have been there when they played.
I might have done. Aye. Might have done. I do remember them. That was pretty well. That was the crowd surfing.
It may have been. It might just have been.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Martin Compston is still here, the star of Line of Duty, and Mary Queen of Scots, Filth, Sweet 16, Soul Boy, and plenty in between.
strippers
versus werewolves.
Sci-fi classic. It will come good.
Listen, man, what's the difference between... We'll talk about Line of Duty in a minute. What's the difference between filming that and filming a movie on this scale, like Mary Queen of Scots?
Probably the speed.
Right.
Because when you're on TV, you've got a certain amount of pages you've got to get through a day, you know, and a certain amount of scenes. Whereas it can be... That's one of the difficult things on a film. Like, they set... Because it looks so magnificent, but they take so long setting up these shots and these set pieces and lighting and all that kind of thing. And you now appreciate it when you go to see it, but at the time you're like, can you just go on with this? Because you come in the morning full of beans and you get your costume on and you're like, right, I feel like a lord, let's do this. And then you hang about for 3-4 hours, and by the time it gets to you, you're knackered and you can't be bothered.
Aye.
So that's one of the kind of tricks of the trade. You know, you need to be able to control your temperament and know when you need to be up and when you, and that's why you need to have a bit of downtime. But probably the speed of it, and obviously it's kind of things with Line of Duty, you get to maybe question a bit more sort of the motivation. Well, like, why am I standing in front of that chair? Whereas Mary Queen of Scots, go like, Martin, there's a big mountain behind you, that's why you're standing there, you know.
Exciting times. I think I know how you while away the time as well.
Go on.
Not that, no. Chess. Is that right? Is he still on the chess?
Oh, no, I just... Because the guy I was playing chucked it. I haven't heard from him since.
You beat him into submission?
No, I don't. I just kind of cut off because he was a guy introduced me to that online chess.
And, it was Boycey, wasn't it? Paul Anderson.
Boycey got me onto, but then Boycey's got that many games with that many stars.
And we say Boycey is...
Paul Anderson from Peaky Blinders, yeah.
Arthur Shelby.
He's a great lad who's a cracking chess player, but... I think Boycey's playing DiCaprio and Guy Ritchie these days. I got the punt.
You're a Mary Queen of Scots now.
I'm a champion, a League Two chess player, Chesterfield level.
Right, more from Martin Compston in just a second on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I've got Joseph Donovan and Thomas Ogden here. I can say that because I'm like an elder statesman in your life.
Yeah.
Lads, listen, we've had 18 months since you first came in, maybe 2 years actually. And the first time you came in, you told a brilliant Slash Gordon about Robbie Williams. You could even name his aftershave. You were so close to him in a bathroom.
Oh, that Charles, yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, it was
Charlie Salt and his delicate nasal power. Lads, have you got a Slash Gordon update for me?
Do you know what?
You had an Alex Turner one.
I had an Alex Turner
yes,
one.
Come on, run with it.
Sunset Marquee, LA. I'm just going to go.
That's it, yeah. Sunset Marquee. No, yeah, no, I forgot. I forgot about now, yeah. Sunset Marquee. Yeah, me and Charlie were both either side. Like, because you do, don't you? So Charlie's in there first and I came in.
You're not going
into the queue, you know what I mean? No. You're not going to.
It's etiquette, isn't it?
That's what I mean. It's like no one ever taught me that. You just know. You know what I mean? It's like ingrained with birth. You know what I mean? So anyway, I went to the assigned urinal.
Just having a wee,
and there was only three, and then Alex came. And do you know what I mean? This is that he must have been desperate because that's the only time you use the middle one.
Confidence.
Yeah.
He was outside booking an Uber, and I was booking an Uber as well. So I think his Uber accepted. Then he went for a quick slash before he left.
See what he's done.
So he came in the middle and just he had the hand right up, and he was like, "How are you doing, lads?" And then he started saying, "Did he sing?"
I'm in the room.
He said something like, "I love blossoms" or something.
And he probably didn't say that.
No, no, he didn't. No,
let's not say he said that.
He was singing something, and it was, and we were all singing, and Charlie was singing, and I was singing. There was a lot of drink involved. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Of course
before this, and it was mad. It was one of them where I walked out of the bathroom and went, yeah.
You should have come up and said, I love blossoms, then sung a 1975 tune.
Oh,
that's probably good. Something like that. Probably.
Do you want Maxi Matty? We saw Matty Healy the other day, didn't we?
Here he goes again.
Mr. Showbiz over here.
Do you know, honestly, me and Tom
went. You're onto us.
Me and Tom went to City, and then we were just sat in this bar in town. And we had our backs towards like everyone else.
It was rammed as well.
Yeah.
I was with my uncle, wasn't I?
Yeah, he just came over and tapped on the shoulders.
Nice, actually.
Hey, lads, how are you doing?
Oh, happy days.
Really nice. I mean, they're massive now. Last time we saw him.
It was the day they released their album as well, so you didn't have to do that. So
I've got a lot of time for it.
Fair play. Tell you what, City are doing well as well, aren't they, Joe?
Well, yeah.
A little blip with Chelsea, but it's not a bad blip.
The most shy and humble I've seen you two is when Pep was in the room.
Whoa, yeah, don't.
To be fair, I was as well.
Worst after. Watching that documentary.
Yeah, no.
What a guy.
What a hunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen if I ever found my girlfriend in bed with him, I'd get in as well.
You're listening to bring it back to music just for a second. You're talking about new music there. And we had, since you were last in, we had James Skellion. And he was talking about that bit of advice he gave you about buying a new bit of kit to inspire some new innovation.
I heard this.
But did you hear the secret behind it? He said it's actually so we can borrow kit off you.
Yeah.
Fair play.
What's it been like with those? Because, I mean, what a brilliant guy to work with on the last album. Yeah, did you work with him again on the new stuff?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we've not decided what we're doing, like, producing-wise, but he's definitely involved. Like, me and him are in conversations every week about songs and like sending him stuff, and with demos we've done, we'll send them to him, and then he comes back with little things you won't think of, like a guitar rhythm to make it sound faster.
Joseph Donovan, Tom Ogden, lovely to see you both, boys.
You too,
have a wonderful Christmas, you know, look after yourselves.
You too.
Stay fresh, don't go too daft, because next year is a massive year for Blossoms. Lovely to see you, little handsome. Catch you there, boys.
Nice one, mate.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Always look forward to doing this on a Monday night, and tonight is a special one. Let me tell you, the XX, and the album was XX. 2009, that was August 2009, 9 years ago. I think I just signed up for Twitter. That's how long ago it was. Frightening stuff. It has gone platinum in the UK. It won the 2010 Mercury Music Prize, and deservedly so. Just a fresh sound at the time. Distinctive. It was sparse and minimal, melancholic guitar lines, electronic beats. Jamie XX, what a clever man, by the way. He produced some of the album on his laptop, sign of the times, and has gone on to become a huge name in the world of dance and electro. He really is hot property when it comes to production skills. It was a huge album. It was all over adverts at the time, TV shows, films, played at every trendy club and bar you walked into. It was inescapable. You just couldn't get away with from it, and I wasn't complaining because it was class. How about these tracks? VCR, Crystallized, Islands, Shelter, and that cover of Womack and Womack and Aaliyah on the bonus editions as well. Lots of special stuff around it. The album's engineer mixed the record unconventionally. He said he wanted it to sound like people in a room rather than this polished, kind of perfect crystalline thing. It was all the small details that we liked. And it was a success as well. A sultry, sexy album. Here's the thing, right? The band have denied that the songs are naughty. Singer Romy said they wrote the songs when they were 17 and weren't thinking about things like that. Very different 17-year-olds than I was in that case. Get in touch with me tonight. Let me know your memories of that brilliant album, XX by the XX, going back to 2009. 83936 and at Radio X. I'd love to hear your brilliant memories of an amazing album. So two songs for you. I've got Islands, followed by Crystallize. Enjoy.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Go a whole slow walk. Go a whole slow.
The Evening Show Classic Album of the Week. X.
Oh, what an atmospheric band. What a treat having a double play from the XX. From their classic album XX from 2009. Can you believe it, 9 years ago? You just heard Crystallize, the band's debut single. Romy and Oliver wrote the song on iChat. Yep, they were instant messaging each other. How naughty does it get? Before that, you heard Islands, which was the third single. It's got a more house, more of a disco feel than the rest of the album. And Shakira covered it at Glastonbury in 2010. And I'm embarrassed to say, I was there to see it. It was a different time in my life. The song you can hear in the background is Intro. How good is it? The loudest track on the album with double track beats and keyboards. Get this review from The Observer. It is very Observer, I warn you. As a languorous swirl of intro fades into you, immediately sense you're listening to something seductively special. Very Observer, isn't it? But it's also been called epic minimalism. I'd rather hand it over to you, actually, for your reviews. Ruth Kellis, the lovely Ruth's been in touch. She says, Gordon, I saw them at Studio 24 back in 2009 when the album was first released. One of the most memorable shows I've ever been to. It was intense. Ruth there with her hoodie on at the back, bopping her head along. H on Twitter as well just says, yep. Marianne Moran as well gets in touch. It's still the album, definitely a classic album of the week from the XX. And Dave Butler Peck, summing it up perfectly, the atmosphere of this album. Memories of driving to Gatwick Airport in the early hours. The eternal sound of the XX, our soundtrack over the South Downs. A life in New Zealand awaiting, where I'm loving listening to it now. How about that? Dave Butler Peck over in New Zealand. What a brilliant memory of that album. Thank you very much for sharing all of those with us tonight. There you have it, another amazing classic album from the XX.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Gordon Smart with Martin Compston here, who's got a big premiere tonight. Mary Queen of Scots. But I think a lot of people are listening right now who want to know about Line of Duty 5. Now, for a start, last time we did this interview, people didn't believe it was DS Arnott. So would you mind just giving us a little bit of Arnott as it's fresh in your mind?
I know, mate. I've been doing it all week. I can't be bothered.
There we are. Right, so it's definitely him, right? Definitely Arnott. Right, come on, what can you tell us? Right, Balaclava Man. This one's got Stevie G in it.
Stevie G, I mean, one of the huge parts of the show's success over the years is the wonderful guest leads we've had, yeah. Starting with Lenny James, Kayleigh Hawes, Danny Mays, Tandy Newton. This is the most excited I've ever been. Yeah. Stevie Graham is an old friend, but he's been an inspiration to me. I like, just show you can be a short actor and still successful, you know, still be sort of leading man. But he's just a force of nature, Stevie. Yeah. And we had a really good time working together so far. We just sort of, because again, back in the day, we were probably out all night and partying, but we've both grown up a bit. And so it's sort of gym and cups of tea and running lines. Probably the thing I can say about it is Stevie's probably the most sort of out and out criminal we've ever faced in it. So he's by and large on a basic violent level the most dangerous adversary we've ever had.
Wow.
So I think, and also with these things, just with the show naturally getting bigger and bigger and the move to BBC One, there's more set pieces and more action sequences, so that's pretty explosive.
I've seen guns and drama in this.
Aye,
so far.
Well, I've been trying to get one, a gun for years. Vicky's been hanging off lorries with machine guns, and I'm just getting chucked down stairs and
with a new waistcoat,
my fingers chopped off. I've got a fairly decent waistcoat budget, I've got to say. And even Gareth Southgate's trying to get on the act and copying me.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? Time between this series and the last series, Jed Mercurio's had the bodyguard out.
Ach, I know. Every single day reminds me.
It's unbelievable.
The global phenomenon that is bodyguard.
As you know, I daydream an awful lot, and consider, wouldn't it be great if you could somehow combine a special bumper edition one-off episode of The Bodyguard and AC-12?
One-off.
Could it happen?
I don't know, because I think, because people always ask me, do you have any duty film, but you need the six episodes to think of the story. Yeah. I mean, you never know down the line. I genuinely couldn't tell you. I know, well, we've already got Series 6 commissioned, so if I survive
right
and make it to it, then who knows?
Well, you're back on your feet. You miraculously came back from the wheelchair drama.
But I'll tell you one thing. With Jed, obviously, was that not everything's always as it seems.
It's a little teaser there. Right, Martin, listen, I'll let you go off. You've got to go to premiere tonight. Could talk to you all night. It's great to see you. You're looking healthy.
Well, I'm looking a lot healthier than your Instagram posts over the last couple of weeks. But I'm worried about you, Gogs.
I need you to come back and help me out.
The old absinthe night suit.
Well, you know when to call it a night. That's what I'm missing. Is that person saying time to go home now, Gordon?
Right. Mate, well, hopefully I'm going to see you at Jerry Cinnamon and at the Barrowlands. I mean, the boy is just phenomenal. He's one of the best singer-songwriters in the last decade or 20. I mean, he just sings from the heart, and the Barrowlands, as you know, such an iconic venue. So I hopefully see you there for a wee Christmas night out.
Well, looking back across the year, one of the highlights for us was probably Jerry at Transmit, wasn't it? I mean, just mind-blowing.
Well, it was great to see him in such that big a crowd, you know, and in that company of the people who was coming on. I think he played before Liam Gallagher, didn't he?
Did I?
And that size of crowd, and it's, I mean, I'm a grown-up boy myself, but, you know, coming to Glasgow, it's good. There is something about seeing a homegrown talent on that stage and everybody going mental for him. And he seems a top lad. You know, he seems a very down-to-earth guy, so I'm chuffed to bits for him.
Good, brilliant boy. Right, Martin, I'll let you get off. It'll be the same kind of atmosphere in that red carpet tonight. Radio X.